You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's go over to another case that continues to make more headlines. The unsealed transcript in the Anna Kempner case revealed that Anna had a consensual encounter with a second juvenile male aboard the Carnival Horizon before her death. The FBI obtained his DNA, tested it, excluded him. And they say Timothy Hudson's DNA matched the odds at 120 sextillion to one, which, by the way, the new Carnival ship, 100 sextillion people will be able to board it. It's going to be an amazing boat. I know we're all very excited. Wait for the midnight buffet on that one. 120 sextillion, I don't even know how many zeros that is. But when the defense presented the FBI agent on whether anyone could determine the person involved in the encounter was the same person who killed Anna, the answer apparently was no. The judge who heard all of it said he would not call the government's case strong, called it a much closer call. A criminal defense attorney is here with us to help break it all down, Eric Fattis, and what this all means heading into the September trial. You got a lot of different language, a lot of different people positioning things very specific ways for their own specific reasons. Again, with prosecutors confirming Anna had that consensual encounter with another juvenile on the ship, not Hudson, and the FBI excluding his DNA, the defense already signaling they're gonna go down this road at the trial. Despite the 1 to 100 sextillion to 1 odds, good road to go down, Eric. Or when you got nothing, make lemons out of lemonade.
Great road to go down. This is a bombshell development in the case from my perspective.
Okay,
because so many people were like, "Hey, it couldn't have been anybody else. It had to be Timothy Hudson." No, it didn't. There are other people who have had very proximal contact with this decedent and around the time where something horrible happened. Now, I understand that the DNA analysis, according to the government, tends to point in one direction. But this tells me, you know, I think a jury's going to see this and be like, how do you rule out that other dude? Like, how do you, and I don't think that he has been ruled out. And if, even if there was some kind of physical interaction between Timothy Hudson and Anna Kempner, that's not the same thing as being guilty of murder.
So I'm curious, Tony, I didn't see, I only saw the DNA stuff. Do we know, or Eric, do you know either, whether there's actually any video of the other person, the other male coming in and out of that room? Because that to me would be, because to me, if the only video you have, but again, the defense, again, tell me if this is what the defense would attack, is maybe there's a lapse in video or something like that. But if the only video going in and out of the room is her, the other sibling and the stepbrother, and that's where she was found dead, I get that to me seems like irrefutable. Or am I missing something?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and certainly that there is some strength, some substantial strength to that evidence. But I don't know if card detectors on cruise ship doors can malfunction. I don't know if there is a lapse in some of the video surveillance. I'm just not sure. I just think there are some open questions, and this kind of opens things up significantly more.
Do you think that increases or decreases? Because before I keep going with that one, we were thinking about the higher probability of being a plea deal just because him being tried and wanting to be tried as an adult, hoping that it'll help along getting a plea deal instead of going to trial to be more favorable. And also maybe the parents pressuring it that way, you know, but that's a whole separate story, I know. But do you think this new evidence of DNA helps or hinder a potential plea deal for defense? If that's the way they want to go.
Increases the likelihood for sure. And it was already a significant likelihood, yeah. I think, due to his age and some other circumstances.
The thing is, I mean, it creates more noise, without a doubt. And reasonable doubt is what you're going for on the defense. Reasonable being the key word. Can there be doubt there? We're not litigating who had a relation with Anna Kempner. That's the thing. But I can guarantee is going to be, if this goes to trial, that's essentially what the defense is going to try and make the case about, even though that's not what the case is about. It's about who killed her. And the evidence, the camera clearly shows one person going in and out of that room, and that's Timothy Hudson. It's not this other person. And she may, it's not whether she slept around on the boat or something like that, but it feels, and I hate this for this case, is that it's almost trying to go into some sort of character assassination of Anna Kempner.
Yeah,
for being 18 and sleeping with somebody, which is not a crime, everyone. And then she died because somebody else killed her. But they're not the same thing. I mean, they're not fundamentally in the same room. Literally, they're physically not in the same room of where this happened when she died. But so to argue and make it a gray area, I get it. It's what the defense is going to do. And this seems to be, handed to them on a bit of a platter.
But I also guess there'd be a lack of DNA evidence or any other forensic evidence on the life jackets that covered her up underneath the bed of that other guy.
Right. You know, all very fair points here. I did read a report regarding a transcript of a hearing that was recently unsealed in which the defense was sort of challenging the time of death, even that they're mm-hmm. sort of they're trying to open up this time interval and say, hey, you sure it happened at this point? And if they are able to successfully open up that time interval, that opens up the idea of our other opportunities. Other things could have happened within this larger time interval. I don't know for one way or another, but I'm sure that's the road defense is going to go to.
It's going to be very fascinating to see how this is all used, where this is all used. The DNA odds, again, 126 Jillian to 1 pointing at Hudson, and they did find liquid substance of some sort. We know what that is. That again,
biologics
that I mean, it didn't get there magically. So you have that. But then there's also there could be DNA evidence and other things as well. The life jackets, we don't know exactly what they all have DNA on as of yet. I would imagine anything he touched in that room would have some sort of trace of touched DNA. But again, you could also argue he's in that room. It's a small, confined space. People are going to be touching things here and there. I mean, how much nuance, really does exist in this case from a defense standpoint of where, I mean, other than his essence, if you will, that got out, that they could say, well, yeah, of course his DNA is on that in the room. He's in that room. They've been in that room the whole cruise. It's small. It really touches everything in that room.
Yeah, exactly. I mean you hit the nail on the head in terms of how they're going to deal with these forensics. Mm-hmm. Because on top of that, you know, we're talking about a stepsister and a stepbrother. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know exactly where the DNA was found. I know that there was what's called an SA kit that was done on Anna Kempner. And where this DNA is found is going to be important. But the fact that they were proximal and may have had biological exchange, amorous or otherwise, that defense is going to try to explain that away in the fashion that you just mentioned, Art.
What about the cell phone? Because the allegation from the prosecution is that he took Anna Kempner's cell phone. It was broken, threw it away somewhere on the cruise ship. Someone found it. The Wi-Fi signal pings everywhere, and it tells you basically exactly where it was through the GPS. That's another pretty damning piece. If he was just passed out in this room and he wakes up and he comes to, then why are you grabbing your sister's cell phone and going and throwing it away in another part of the cruise ship? That seems to be, I mean, just as we go down a road here, and it's like, oh, there's a little bit of wiggle room for Timothy Hudson. It's like, but wait, there's more stupid shit over here that you did because you're 16 and a monster. It seems that there's a lot more that then weighs down on him. But if we get to a plea deal, you got that, you got this, you got everything. What kind of a plea deal did they make with a 16-year-old who's being tried as an adult for the murder of his stepsister? Is that, you know, we're just not going to go after the death penalty for you? Or is it 20 years and maybe you'll get your life together? I mean, what is appropriate? What kind of an appropriate plea deal would exist? What have you seen for a character in this sort of a situation?
So I've seen plea deals that allow the defendant to have some semblance of a life later on, and also simultaneously have a massive amount of years because you know, that feels good to the prosecution and it looks like justice is being done. Mm-hmm. And then for the defense, their benefit is that this person gets some kind of life later. So something in the neighborhood of perhaps 40 years. You know, anyone who looks at that is like, oh, 40 years. That's a tremendous prison sentence for anything. But you know, someone who's 16, 40 years, if they served 100% of it, they would be 56, 57, 58, and they're probably not going to serve 100% of it. They're probably going to serve somewhere closer to 75, 80%. So, you know, getting out in their 40s, that's a possibility for Timothy Hudson in terms of how this plea could be structured, if there is a plea.
Here's an interesting one. Could Timothy Hudson write a tell-all book from prison? And we're going back to Son of Sam a little bit. And it's not necessarily about, you know, the murder, but it's about his upbringing. It's about the chokeholds that have been testified to. It's about all the warning signs that were made about him and ignored by the family, allegedly. That would be an interesting book. It'd be one I would actually buy because I'd like to read it and learn more about that perspective. Of course, it would be extremely self-serving. It would be all about why it's not my fault, why I was led to this, but it actually might have a bit of a tinge to truth to it as well. That'd be an interesting interesting way of telling the story. And if it were to go to trial, how much of that sort of a story would actually make it to trial? Of he's a product of his environment.
Yeah, it's a tough argument to make at trial because in a sense it could be viewed as a halfway admission. It's kind of like, hey, if you think he did bad here, the reason he did mm-hmm. bad is his parents. And why even bring that up if there's no right. strong evidence that he did bad? And also, judges are not usually inclined to have sort of sob stories about a defendant's past. It's got to be relevant to, is he guilty of some crime that happened within that room that led to the death of this young girl?
Would that be an appropriate argument to make in a sentencing phase, though?
Oh, 100%. That's absolutely where right. it would come in. If he's convicted, you know, you've got to, as defense, give the entire picture. Why? How did we get here? How did we get here? And if one of the substantial reasons why we got to this place is the parents were shit, a judge is going to look at that. And I think fairly so. And then could he go ahead and make a book about that allegedly tumultuous upbringing? I don't see any strong prohibitions against that.
Timothy and Mackenzie Life Coach LLC.
Oh my God, yeah. And I was just looking up too. That's what I spent my time doing right there. I was curious whether they actually had any way, in other words, because she died of strangulation or asphyxiation, not strangulation, asphyxiation. So I was wondering if they were able to lift any kind of prints or any kind of hand grip that's going to identify Timothy versus any other male in there. No, they actually showed it how, you know, they botched it. They didn't get any prints. They didn't get any DNA from actually the strangulation points. Unfortunately, that's what defense is attacking right now, is one of the things.
How do you not? I guess there's a good question.
I know.
How, if you strangled someone, look, if Koberger's thumbprint DNA is on a knife sheath, how is this...
Well, that was
and not
that's
why, on her.
Well, that's why when the first came up with the DNA evidence with someone else, I'm like, well, it'll be easy just to see, you know, because my first thought was, all right, does the other male have the same sort of hands and grip of the other guy? Because you easily be able to see kind of like the OJ, but kind of differently.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, does this fit the imprint on the neck? You know, so I was thinking that, but because they botched that aspect of it, I mean, you know what we see on the show all the time? Everyone sees every single case we cover. Law enforcement, as you all see, is not perfect on every game, even day.
No, not at all. But I mean, I'm also wondering on this too, the parents distancing themselves from Timothy so fast, at least, you know, mom and stepdad, that distancing so fast. And I've said it from the beginning. I think it's 1000% self-serving. In my opinion, they don't want attention on the shit parenting, in my opinion, that was going on there. Has that been a red herring? I mean, the evidence to me is pretty clear he did it. I mean, if the camera stuff holds up, if the phone stuff holds up, I mean, it seems fairly cut and dry. But I'm wondering, like, how much has everyone leaned into this going, oh, even mom and dad want nothing to do with him, going, well, he must be. This is clearly it's him. There's no way. I don't know. I mean... I always want to look at everything, every angle on this.
Anytime I see a wobble, and so do prosecutors and defense do this, like my mind does, Eric, and that is, you know, so we're focusing on him as the accused, but all of a sudden you see this wobble over here with the parents, and all of a sudden the eye of Elrond goes this way. It's like, oh, we got to take a look over here because maybe there's stuff we don't know that we need to be able to include over here. Is that what they're doing behind scenes, or do you think they're just keeping focus right here?
Oh, a savvy prosecutor is going to be maintaining an awareness about all of that, about all of the shifting dynamics in terms of this person's personal life. And my gosh, if you know, the last person to abandon somebody we would think would be their parents under such circumstances.
Yeah. But
if
that's happening, look at McKenzie.
What's the reason for that? And should prosecutors be interviewing those folks and learning more? I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, just look at the difference between recovering McKenzie and her parents can't leave her side, and she's already been convicted of murdering two. And these and this couple over here, and this couple's like, dude, get the hell away from me. Go live with your uncle, man. We're done with you.
It's like, bizarro land. It should be the other way around. Like, the best thing for McKenzie is her parents to abandon her. That would actually benefit her right now.
Right, right.
And then the other way around, yeah.
Her prison wife needs to take care of her is what needs to have happen. God.
Well, I'll wrap up today's episode. Eric, everybody loves your hair. You're getting, there's a lot of ladies in the chat saying that he's single. He's in Denver. If you play your cards right, you might just get a front row seat to a cliff diver at Casa Bonita with that man. I don't know.
It's a very entertaining show. Please.
And if you play them really right, you might even get some sopapillas at the end of the dinner. They are delicious at the Casa Bonita. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Anyway, Eric Faddis, a defense attorney, a former prosecutor, as always, thanks for joining us. And Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me, available wherever you get books and audiobooks. Go check it out. Until next time, for Eric, for Robin, and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.